Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Our passage for today is going to come from the book of 1 Peter, and we're going to read verses 3 through 9, and we'll just kind of break it down, and then pray and be on our way. So picking up in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time." Now, Paul is famous for his run-on sentences. Peter's giving him a run for his money here, but there's lots of good content here. First of all, we are being born into a living hope. Why a living hope? Because the God that we serve is alive. The man that taught us our faith, that bought us our faith with his life, has risen again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. That means Christ has given us a faith that nothing can take away from us. Why? Because the one who holds it is risen again and is seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. He is there interceding for us. So whatever we face, whenever we struggle, whenever we have questions, whenever we have doubts, when we feel like we're not enough, we can know that he is enough and he is alive. So that is reason for rejoicing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a faith that is worth celebrating, that is worth singing about, that is worth sharing with others. And why do we have this faith? Not because of anything that we have done, not because of anything that we have earned, but what does the passage say? According to his great mercy. Now, we start there because there's something that this church is facing. This church is facing persecution. This church is facing suffering. Why is Peter writing this letter to this church? Because they're struggling. Because they need some words of encouragement from the apostles, from those who are the holders of the faith during this early church period. And so he writes them to know that nothing can separate them from their inheritance, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Not persecution, not even death, not anything in this life. And so he carries on, "In this you rejoice, though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Testing will come. Trials will come. Is anyone listening facing trials today? Am I facing trials today? Sure am. I'm sure you are as well, and I don't know what they may look like. They may be tied specifically to our faith, to believing in Jesus, that we are mocked, we are made fun of, we are looked down upon, that our viewpoint is belittled because, why are we believing these fairy stories? Get real, get with what we can see with our eyes and hear with our ears and experience with our senses. But maybe it has nothing to do with it. Maybe it is family trials. Maybe it is financial trials. Maybe it is health trials. Elsewhere it says, "Consider it pure joy when you face trials of various kinds, of all kinds." We will face trials, and the Word of God is telling us that these are given to us, at least in part, so that the tested genuineness of your faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That these trials are serving a good for us and for God. It is hard in the middle of a trial to view it as a gift. But that is what the Word of God teaches us. It tells us to rejoice in our trials. Now, this is impossible on our own, but with God, anything is possible. And may we have the God vision, the faith to see that God is at work in our lives through our trials and to allow them to drive us back into our relationship with our Heavenly Father so that we might see that the faith that He has given us is more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. Carrying on in verse 8, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." So what is the end? What is the purpose of our faith? It says here, the salvation of our souls, that we are saved from the the penalty and the debt of our sin, and we are set free to new life, to a living hope, a relationship with God that doesn't just start when we go off to heaven, but is with us now, today, empowering us, changing the way that we view things, changing the way that we can live because of the power of God through the gospel at work within us. And this power is, again, not something that can be perceived with our senses. We don't see him. We don't experience him with our eyes or with our ears or with our hands, but we know him and we love him. And we are going to rejoice with joy that is inexpressible one day when our faith is consummated. And even now, even in this life, we will experience joy and peace that doesn't make sense apart from a relationship with God. This is the life of faith. This is what we are called to. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, it says in Hebrews. But with faith, we experience the love of the Heavenly Father, and we have a living hope that can see us through whatever difficulties we may be facing. So, whatever God has allowed into your life today, may it cause you to lean in closer. If it is blessings and joy and good circumstances, praise the Lord for that. James tells us every good thing comes from above. If it is difficulties, well, then we know that God allows these things into our lives too, and that they are painful and they are rough, but Paul calls them light and momentary troubles. Paul knew something about suffering. You know, you can read in 1 and 2 Corinthians some of the suffering he went through, but he says that's nothing in compared to the glory that we will see one day, and even the glory that we may experience today, by allowing God to work in our lives through our trials. So God, we thank you for your word that reminds us that we have a living hope, a hope that is tangible, it is real, it is with us right now because we have a God who is alive, who is interceding for us because of your great mercy to us. So Lord, help us to, whatever we may be facing today, bring it to you. And we can know that you care for us and that you will work through it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.